FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
And we're back.
That we are.
We're short Maddie, though.
Maddie's not here, but we've gained one.
We've gained Jackson.
Good morning, guys. I'm back.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Love your positivity in the building.
I feel fresh. A week off really does you wonders, doesn't it?
It does. You look fresh.
I was saying that before.
Yeah. What just walked in, Ray of Sunshine?
Now, I'll take it.
Yeah, you should, man. Now, you were saying before you were looking at going out for dinner on the weekend with everything relaxed, and then you've failed. What's going on there?
Yeah, because all the restrictions ease, so I got excited because I'm pretty social. I like getting out and about, but they've got this 10-people restriction, and no one's going to cafes and stuff in Sydney, and everything's just so empty, and it's awkward. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't walk in and do it. Like, I've seen some news sites reporting that people were putting cardboard cutouts of people in there to make others feel comfortable.
I think that weirds me out.
Even more.
I'd rather not have cardboard cutouts. I like it. I like the space.
The quietness. I like the busyness.
Do you know what I realised, though? So, Ben's mum and I, we went out for a walk with the mother-in-law, and we're like, oh, let's get a coffee. We got there. Unfortunately, there was 10 people, and the minute someone got up, I was like, quick! Go get it. So Monica's straight onto it. She's got the table. And then I was like, excuse me, it's not takeaway anymore. We're staying. And then so I've gone and sat down and I've looked at Monica and I said, look, it feels like this must be what the lotto feels like, winning it. Because I said, this rush came in, no one else could sit down and get a table, and I was secretly sitting there, rubbing my hands together, going, yes, I'm a winner.
I'm like got a my real table. Celebrity.
It was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, one of my mates went and got Thai food, and he said, it's really good because normally when you have heaps of dishes, you're cramped on a two-person table.
Yes.
He's like, they just pushed a couple of tables together. He's spread out.
Oh,
it was great.
There's nothing better than sitting at a table for five now and there's only two of you. Because you always feel guilty. Like,
absolutely,
it's amazing.
Shocking for cafe owners. But,
yes, it is true. I do feel for you guys. But, like,
but
the people
loving
are out.
It.
I'm loving it. People are still out there, still supporting
true.
The community. Beaumont Street was packed, I must say. The cafes were getting a good run.
That's good, isn't it? Everyone local making a bit of cash
but
again.
After this, we've got the latest with Hamish. Find out what's happening with COVID-19.
After Kygo, Miguel, remind me to forget 608 with the Novos on UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Oh, Hamish, 2 days without you and I've been missing all your updates.
Oh, jeez.
I really have been because I don't like watching the news on the weekend. I just connect from it and then when it comes to the week, I'm like, I feel like I'm getting my news injection shot from you.
You know, funny you say that, Jade, because last night, my partner Emmy was saying, oh, when's that? But do you know when the WA borders open? And, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to Google it.
No, they're not even thinking about opening the WA border at the moment.
Yeah.
Queensland is considering opening their border to New South Wales at the end of the month, but that's going to be a review. But at the moment, they're not keen to reopen their borders at the moment.
To be honest,
I think West Australians would quite like to physically separate from the rest of the country, but that's in general. That's got nothing to do with coronavirus.
They've always been jealous of Tasmania, haven't they?
Yeah, you see, you just know all these things. So on the weekend, because Ben's mum wants to go up to Queensland soon, and I was trying to find the information for her. I have to say, the Queensland government website is a nightmare to navigate around, whereas the New South Wales one, everything's laid out really simply. You can find stuff easily.
Mm. Yeah, would you say it's outdated, Jade?
The Queensland one?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And I said to Monica, you know what? I'll ask Hamish on Monday.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what's happening. And it's interesting because our Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that it's more likely that we'll get international borders opened with New Zealand before the state borders open.
Wow.
That's a bit unfortunate, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Christmas in New Zealand.
I think, though, speaking of Queensland, I don't think it plays badly politically for Queensland premiers to muscle up to New South Wales, to be honest. So I think this is slightly political
100%.
As well. So,
they're saying, you know, they're looking at this and going, here's an opportunity. Yeah. We'll try and disconnect from the other states. That's what everyone there's always wanted.
Yeah, I think there are better things to do than simply just close the border. But anyway, so let's start a little bit locally. Well, not quite start, but close to 5,500 coronavirus tests have been undertaken in the Hunter, New England, over the recent few days. The cases remain steady. There's no new cases.
That's good.
But it also comes, of course, the McDonald Jones Stadium testing car park was closed yesterday. But, you know, it could reopen if there is a resurgence in cases. Hopefully that's not the case. Mm-hmm. But there are, of course, other clinics are available throughout the Hunter for testing. Also, too, of course, we had the restrictions eased across the weekend on Friday. You know, anecdotal reports say that a lot of people still not socially distancing in restaurants and cafes. And, you know, maybe that is because it wasn't properly communicated what is necessary to, you know, ensure social distancing in restaurants and cafes.
Yeah, no, I think everybody knows. I just think some people just don't care. Because when I was out, there was a couple of people who just wouldn't move and they just walked past you as they would normally and everything. And I was like, dude, I'm sitting here. You've got to do the work. Like, and they were just still walking past as per usual.
Rightio, but were they sitting down or?
No.
Okay. I think they're allowed to walk past you.
No, but then this one lady stopped and then had the conversation in the middle, and I was like, oh, yeah. It's not me, it's you. I can finally use that line.
Jodie McKay, the Labor leader, opposition leader, has actually come up with an interesting idea. Rather than police enforcing those rules, they should actually have park rangers. So the
Jade would sign up for that.
Nah.
Yeah.
Pay and the chance to give people tickets. Yes, please.
That would be quite fun.
Also, too, locally, of course, the Newcastle 500 won't be going ahead because of the coronavirus. It's just affected the schedule too much, and so it'll now be run over 12 rounds. So the street circuits, Newcastle and the Gold Coast, they're not going to go ahead. Bathurst, though, a revised schedule, and that's going to go ahead. So, and that's where the season's going to end, at Mount Panorama. So there you go.
And I'm guessing the Bathurst at this point still know people like crowds.
They're going to be
driving around.
They're going to hope that it might be in a situation where they can actually open it up. But Bathurst is interesting. It's slightly different. The circuit itself is separated from the city of Bathurst.
Yeah, of course.
Mount Panorama, so they can run it more efficiently.
I'd like to go there and watch it one day.
It's good fun. Yeah. It's good fun. I went and saw the 24-hour race when they did run them. A friend of mine actually won it, Nathan Pretty. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a few years ago. Yeah.
God, it would have been a good party. You know, did you catch up with him when he won?
Yeah, afterwards.
I've heard, and I'm not generalising, but I've heard that racing car drivers can party.
They can party, yes.
Yeah.
Certainly there's endurance there. They're
good at it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that, Amy.
No worries, guys.
Good to hear all the updates. I knew I didn't need to Google it.
Exactly.
Who needs Google when you got Hamish?
That's it. But
what's in Jade's box back next?
It is. All right, I'm going to give my box a bit of a shake.
All right, the clue. The first clue, stretchy in the middle, hooky at the ends.
Ooh.
13:10:09, if you can figure out what's inside Jade's box.
Do it after a second, I ride.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. What's in Jade's box?
All right, so we've got a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine up for grabs. Very simple. All you have to figure out is what Jade has slipped into her box today.
Mm-hmm.
First clue we gave out before, stretchy in the middle, but it'll hook you on the end.
All right, I'll give it another quick shake. What's in my box, Jesse?
Is it an
Aussie
strap?
Oh, that was super quick. Usually, Jade, what you're supposed to do is have a bit of a chat to Jesse and find out how his weekend was, all that sort of gear.
I was excited. You are right, Jesse, but how was your weekend?
Sorry?
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah,
what'd you get up to?
Bugger all.
Bugger all? Did you venture out to a pub or a cafe or anything?
Nah, not really. Just relaxed after work.
Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, well, mate, well, you've scored yourself a bottle of wine.
Glad we asked all those questions.
Absolutely.
The relaxation continues.
Yeah, beautiful Hunter Valley red.
I'll have to share it with Isaac Digby.
Oh, do you? Well, you is mate, are you?
Yeah. Work for him.
Oh, okay. He's in the background there, is he?
No, this is my other
worker.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Well, shout out to all you guys on site today. Do you want to say hello to anyone while you're at it?
Yeah, the little man, Levi.
The little man.
The little man, Levi.
Shout out to the little man.
Cool, man. Oh, well, stay on the line, and we'll chat to you in a sec. But that was exciting.
Yeah, it was short and sweet. Sometimes it is, you know.
That's true. But on 13:10:09, we're discussing what did you lose in the divorce, or even what did you gain? This conversation came up the other day, and we're having a chat about, you know, what people, you know, lose and gain in that situation, and we want to know if you've been in this. What you lose? What you gain?
13:10:09. What did you lose or gain in the divorce? We'll do it after the news.
UFM. Connecting you right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos.
So get this, guys. On Friday, I saw this story and I was like, oh, my God. We were actually out at lunch and I had a chat to Maddie. I showed him it and I was like, listen to this, Maddie. Okay, and the headline says, fresh twist in tradies battle for $500,000 cash because they found it buried in this construction site, and they did the right thing and said, oh, look, we found this. And it turns out, like, the company that they're working for is like, no, you can't have it. Like, wow. So it's one of those things, like, if you find something and no one claims it, technically the people who find it get the cash. But
if it's on the land of some, like, surely the landowner gets it, don't they? Like, that seems complicated. Anyway, hey, the tradies are missing out.
Yeah, and they were sacked by the boss, who was angry that they didn't tell them. So they called the police and did the right thing and said, hey, look, we found this cash. Here it is. And then obviously it came out in the wash. The police is stoked, but the boss isn't happy that they weren't filled in. Jeez. So I don't know if the tradies were like, let's not tell anyone else.
Just
and
the
that
police.
Way, yeah,
we'll get it.
We'll do a straight
unclaimed.
Even splint.
The
splint.
Boss
splint.
Wanted a cut.
Yeah, for sure. The boss
whatever
wanted a cut.
Whatever happened to finders keepers?
I like, know, right?
If I find a big bag of cash, I'm totally handing it in. Absolutely not handing it in.
He gave us a big wink there.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny. I said, we talked about this hypothetical.
Yeah.
Maddie and I, and he was like, if we found 500 grand at work, we'd just split it, wouldn't we? And it was really funny. I was like, yeah, Ken, that sounds all right.
I've got a friend who found 10 grand.
Yeah.
In a paper bag, like in the park. Handed it to the police. 3 months later, phone call, gets the money.
Yeah, see, I believe in good karma. You do the right thing, it'll come back. But
2 seconds ago, you were saying, let's just get it to the two of us.
That's the devil on my shoulder saying that. But I know the guilt, the good person in me, I feel too guilty. And my mum works at a courthouse, so if I ever do anything wrong or dodgy, like, imagine.
She'll hear about it.
The shame. My mum, like, knows all these people, so it'd be horrible.
Well, if you ever find a couple of G in the backyard here at work, don't let me go to the car to get the calculator to work it out. I'm out of here.
See ya. Big cloud of smoke.
But on 13:10:09, this morning, we want to know, what did you lose or gain in the divorce?
Yeah, maybe you cleaned up because he was a cheating scoundrel.
Mm.
Got the whole lot.
Well, that happens because I always hear stories of people get divorced and they're like, oh, I got half his super. And I used to think, oh, maybe, you know, that's a little unfair.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've had that story, contact us and let us know the truth behind it all on 13:10:09. What did you lose or gain in the divorce this morning?
Going to do it after Vance Joy. We're going home 6:37 with the Novos on New FM. Chasing Tops at 21 on the coast, 21 in Maitland and the Valley. Possible showers for your Monday. You're waking up with the Novos on New FM.
And on 13:10:09 this morning, we want to know what you lost or maybe you gained from your divorce. Because this came up around the team and we're discussing, you know, assets, because a lot of people do get prenups these days. It is becoming the norm. My mum's been married 3 times and she actually got a prenup on the third marriage. So
there you go. Third time's the charm.
Yes. Love Daddy Russ. He's great. But I just mentioned just before that song that, you know, I've heard stories where women will get like half of their husband's super, because whenever I've had this conversation, and it's normally the men go, oh, she got half my super. But, and I think, yeah, that's not really fair. But we got this message through from Suze, and she said that she worked part-time for 19 years. So he, her husband or ex-husband at the time, could forge on with his career, and she raised the boys. Mm. She said she thinks half his super was only fair. He had the affair, so obviously she was cheated on. So she's like, I didn't pay him out for the house. In saying that, he now has a multi-million dollar home and a boat and a luxury vehicle. Financially, she's okay, but he furthered his career and I was 19 years behind in mine. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense.
Well, you can understand.
Like that, it makes sense. Yeah. Especially if they're like raising kids, giving up their career to stay at home while the man goes to work. I totally think it's fair.
Well, that was like that messy divorce, you know, Carl Stefanovic on the Today Show, because I think he gave up majority of like the house and everything to his ex. I've got her name. I don't know, the bitter one.
Thorburn?
Yeah, she's very bitter about everything. but because she did that, she raised the kids and everything. So, you know, it's sort of fair.
Yeah, that's right. And he still has plenty of earning power. Like, let's face it, the next 20 years he'll be, you know, kicking about on TV, making absolute bank.
Yeah.
So fair enough. Yeah. He can make lots of money still.
Well,
he's not hard for a dollar. Yeah. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, thanks for calling us this morning. What did you lose or gain in the divorce?
I lost my son in my divorce.
Jeez, that's heavy. Tell us sort of what happened or what's gone on there.
I did start court proceedings like in New South Wales, and because he took off into another state and... Yeah, I just, because he was in the RAF and I just lost track of where he was and everything. And yeah, I don't know where he is now. And so I pretty much lost my heart in my divorce. So,
that's devastating.
It's hard because, like, you know, when you talk about things where they go interstate, it doesn't seem fair that you can just switch states and sort of escape.
Yeah, no, and then, like, yeah, because, like, once they go in the state, you got to go to that next state and go for the court proceedings there.
Wow, so you just have to keep resetting. So if they just keep on getting up and moving constantly, then that's more money and more time you're spending trying to track them down and then going through the court proceedings all over again.
Yeah, well, I did actually, when I did track him down was, and we had the April storms here that year.
Yeah.
And he was in Darwin, but I couldn't go because we'd had the April storms and we're all shut down in here and everything, so.
Jeez, a bit far.
And then, yeah, I lost track, but I got my daughter here from that marriage, and in November I'm about to become a nana.
Well, congratulations.
That's a beautiful bit of news.
And, yeah, it's been 7 years since I've seen or talked to him. And
How old was he, Dawn, when your husband took him and moved interstate?
He was still in primary school.
Yeah.
Oh, too young to be losing track of him, for sure.
Yeah, and I've got a daughter from another relationship, and because his name's Benjamin.
Oh.
So her favourite character is Benjamin from Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
So she goes, that's my brother, Benjamin Rabbit. So whenever she sees Benjamin Rabbit, she goes, that's my brother.
I love the stories of Beatrix Potter, I believe. They are with Benjamin Rabbit. That's really sweet, Dawn. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for sharing.
Birthday, she just wants every birthday her wish is like to meet her brother. So, yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen eventually, and yeah, thanks for your time. Wow, what a tough story for sure, just moving around like that. Round of Love It or Loathe It up next. We'll get your thoughts on the daily topics.
On UFM, the Novos, Love It or Loathe It.
All right, it's my turn to get Jackson and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, watching concerts on TV.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it. I love it. That's how much I know. It's a very excited. I love it, but I do. I'm always putting on. I've got Lady Gaga's Monster concert on DVD, which I'll just put on because obviously, for those who don't know, I'm a huge fan of hers. But on Netflix, they've still got Michael Jackson's "This Is It." I love putting that on.
How often do you watch, say, that Lady Gaga DVD?
I don't know. Just when I'm, like, if I'm vibing her or I'm just, you know, want to pick me up because it makes me feel good. Like, if I'm pottering around, like, doing, like, the gardening or stuff and I'm in and out of the house on a weekend, instead of, like, putting, you know, background noise on just with the TV, I'd rather just put on a concert of my favourite artist.
See ya. I understand that aspect of it, but to sit down and actually watch a concert on a DVD, mind-numbingly boring, sleeping juicing.
I'm pretty much on Jackson's side here. I think, like, if you want to listen to Lady Gaga, if you're at home, just listen to the album. Mm. Like, it's better.
No, it's not. It's better to just, because then when you, like, if you're at home and you're just like, oh, I love this one, and it's live performance, you look at the TV and you can see them putting their heart and soul into it. You can see the dances and just all the energy and the love. And I love how they talk to the audience in between each song and stuff.
To me, that's an interruption.
Yeah, and there's just no vibe. Like, a concert's about the vibe.
Exactly.
And the sweaty bodies around
there,
you.
Yeah.
You're in your lounge room, you're doing nothing, it's boring. And all these COVID concerts, I get it, and I like the cause, but the quality's terrible. I just find them painstakingly boring.
Reason I bring this up, and this will excite you, Jade.
Yep.
Do you have a Disney Plus subscription?
I'm using my sister-in-law's.
No one's surprised by that. But they're actually adding a never-before-seen Taylor Swift concert to their streaming service. It's from...
should be on now.
Yeah, it should be up the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're already across it. You probably watched it on the weekend.
I haven't watched it on the week. I haven't just yet, but I got the notification because I subscribed to the reminder. And it's a special concert that it's the Lover concert or City of Lovers concert she did over in Paris, France.
That's right.
And it was a one-off concert. And she hasn't performed it anywhere else around the world.
Yeah,
so
only 2,000 people have seen the original. So that'll be you tonight,
yeah,
I reckon.
But Disney Plus, get on it. I can't wait for that, actually.
Or get on someone else's subscription like you are.
Like me! but guys, Chihuahua update after this. I've got three beautiful Chihuahuas. They are my fur babies. I do like to talk about them a lot on this show, but there's Myrtle, the one, the little devil, who doesn't let anyone cut her nails. We have an update on her.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yes.
Hear all about it after the news with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
And we got love. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Oh, very exciting point of the morning because the coffee has arrived.
Ew.
Happy Mobile Cafe hooking us up with the goods. They're out there now brewing away.
Carl and Benny.
Can't wait to get my mitts on a delicious coffee. Thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. Now, Jade, next we're going to hear an update about your chihuahuas. Did they get rowdy?
Oh, look, one of my chihuahuas is notoriously known for not liking having her nails cut. I've spoken about it multiple times on this show. Mm-hmm. The saga continues.
Oh, God.
And we also got up to some fun stuff on the weekend.
That we did.
All right. The update after your mate, Jay.
Me and my fur babies. Oh,
the
babes.
Quavo. Intention. 7:06 with the Novos on New FM. Matchbox 20 on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 7:13 waking up with the Novos, and we are talking Jade's chihuahuas.
They are my chihuahuas, Coco, Reuben, and Myrtle. I love them to bits. And, like, if you're just joining our show, I always talk about my little pups because I love them so much. They are my babies.
And that yapping that you hear is a real recording of your chihuahuas that all is, yapping away.
Yep, that is real love and pure joy right there. But on the weekend, I took them out for starters. We went for a really nice big long walk down to Beaumont Street. And they are little chihuahuas, so it was a very long walk. So they got tired. I did take the pram and they got a lift back in style on the weekend.
Now, I did see a video of you walking along Beaumont Street, but the video was taken, like, with you walking towards the camera.
Yeah.
It was like a fully fledged, like, 70s Hollywood TMZ type video.
So what makes, the question I have is, did you, like, hire a cameraman or did you have, like, a really long selfie stick?
No.
That was out of shot?
I was with my mother-in-law and I said to her, look, can you please just run ahead and film me walking towards you so I can use it on my socials? And she did a great job.
She would have loved it,
I reckon. She did love
it. She would have been straight in, yeah, of course, can I do the same? that's a bit of a Monica vibe, isn't it?
It is, but she did a great job filming it. It is a proper dog pram, so they got out on the weekend. Everyone at the coffee shop had a nice little laugh. And, yeah, we had a great time. And I spoilt Coco with a new blanket.
Oh, what a lucky dog.
So, but then it got a... I gave Myrtle extra treats on the weekend. I did favour a bit. Because on Friday we had a consult. Because it's known that Myrtle doesn't like having her nails clipped. I've tried absolutely everything you can throw at me in terms of advice with clipping my dog's nails. She is a demon. She doesn't like it. I've even gone to the vet previously to get pills so to make her a little bit more docile.
Are they like doggy sleeping tablets?
It's called, yeah, Trazodine or something like that. It's like a... It's like a
Zanny for dogs.
It's a Xanax, basically, for dogs. It didn't work. Like, I'm not kidding. So my Myrtle has cerebellar hyperplasia. So for those who don't know, she basically walks around like she's drunk because her motor skills aren't fully there. So she has a constant wobble. So she, to steady herself when she walks around the house, she'll walk along the wall or like the couch.
Like a drunk person.
Like a drunk person does to balance and steady themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So because her nails are so long, they have to be cut. So went to the vet. I said to them, look, it's time. You got to knock her out. So she's going to be going under anaesthetic today just to have her nails cut.
That's isn't that expensive? What's an anesthetic for a dog?
Look, they've quoted me two different quotes. Because
always a good sign.
Always a good sign. They've done the lower quote saying that, look, if they're going to try using like a particular injection,
yeah.
If that doesn't work, they're going to proceed to the anesthetic. But I think that's what's basically going to happen because I know her inside out.
Like $500?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just for nails. Clipping.
How often are you getting that done?
Well, this is the thing. This is why I try and take her for walks as much as I can. That's what the...
Grinds them down.
To try and grind them down, but just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, for a little chihuahua, like, I'd have to be walking her at least half a day every day to try and keep those bad boys down. I know, right?
Good luck, Jade.
So, that's...
Luckily, you're rich, so it's all good.
Ben said, where's the quote? I said, don't worry about the quote, Ben. I said, I'll handle it.
Oh, you'll handle the quote.
The visa card. I said, just don't look at the statement.
He's like, oh, my God, I bet.
Yeah, so she's going in there in about 40 minutes. Myrtle's going to the vet, and good luck, vets. That's all I'm saying. I said,
they've dealt with, like, big Rottweilers and stuff, Jade. They'll be right.
I don't know, but she's evil. I actually wrote, like, a half A4 page worth of notes. My mother-in-law's taking her in, so I've written everything about her condition. I said, just a reminder, in case, like, the vet calls in sick or someone else has to take charge... And it's not the person that normally has her.
There's a care booklet there.
Yeah, I said, they need to know. So I've given them everything and given it to my mother-in-law and she's going to drop her off.
Oh, my God.
She's dropping the grandkid off.
That's a whole nother chat for another day.
Yeah.
Bit of a MasterChef update next. I was watching last night. Massive episode. Lots to unpack, and we'll get into it in just a minute.
Chasing Tops of 21 on the coast, 21 in Maitland and the Valley. Possible showers. You are waking up with the Novos on New FM, and we are talking MasterChef.
Yeah, big episode last night. A lot going on. It was, of course, an elimination. So that gets everyone fired up, basically. But the elimination aside, there were some interesting things that sort of happened along the way. Now, the first one was Poe. She won immunity in the last lot of things.
Oh, that's right.
So she was, like, pretty obviously safe. Now, normally what happens is above the kitchen, they've got what they call the gantry, which is this basically like an area you can stand and watch all the cooking that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs the length of this big building. So normally the contestants who are up there, if there's any who are safe or whatever, they'll walk up and down. They'll be watching different cooking, seeing what's going on, you know, pacing up and down. Poe, she decided to sit on the steps, and it looks like she was about to star in a musical and do a musical number by
really?
Walking down the steps and dancing into the room. It was quite bizarre, really.
Oh, was she not interested?
No, she was. She was just sort of sat down on the steps the whole time, though. It was quite weird.
Why not sit in a seat?
Yeah, or, like, walk up and check what everyone's cooking. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
It was.
She's not worried, hey. I think she reckons she knows she's got it in the bag.
I think you're right. And a lot of people are tipping her to win. But I do like her as, you know, as a chef, because I think she's, like, got a cool character. But I feel like if she does win, she has the least to gain. Like, so one of those young chefs who's up and coming, if they win this, this has changed their life. For her, nothing will change.
Yeah, she's already successful.
And stuff like that. My mum was blown when I found out she was in her late 40s.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
That's a revelation, I think.
Yeah, she's drinking from the same vampire blood as Pharrell Williams, as my
yeah.
Because both of them don't age ever.
Vera Wang.
Yeah, that's true, her as well. The other interesting thing is Reynold. He's this dessert chef, right, that he did really well in one of the previous seasons, and he's known for this, like, these concoctions and these crazy witchcraft, basically, with all the desserts that he does, dry ice, etc. In this one, though, he was blowing bubbles. Now, the way he did this was he got this, like, hot sugar and balled it up, and he put, like, it looked like, you know, when you get your blood pressure done by a doctor and they have that little rubber pump and, mm-hmm. and they blow it up.
So that was made out of raw sugar?
Well, not the rubber bit, but he blew up a bubble out of the raw, out of the hot sugar, and it created this, like, see-through ball, like
Isn't
a dome.
Amazing, like, what they can create.
You know what? Even all of the judges
were like, what the hell just happened?
They stood there and just watched him for about 15 minutes. Because they were like, they've never seen this before.
Oh, so it's his very own creation.
They'd never seen it before.
Wow.
And he, the thing was, though, he played it down like, I'm trying this for the first time. Oh. But that was the biggest load of BS I've ever heard. Not a chance.
Yeah.
He basically created a snow globe out of sugar. And there's no way he didn't have a practice beforehand.
What did he put inside it? Food?
Yeah, there was like an ice cream with these beautiful flowers
on
top.
Oh, so the judge came up, pricked it open, it popped open, and then they could reveal the dessert.
Essentially, yeah. You could see through it. That's how thin it was.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that was pretty incredible bit of, I'm calling it artistry. It goes beyond cooking stuff like that.
Oh, look at you. You're so cute. You're so excited.
Bit of scandal, though. Ben Ungerman, he's disappeared from the show. Now, there's
scandal alert.
Well, there's chatter about what's going on, and there has been rumours circulating around this for a while. But on the last episode, when Katy Perry was there, he wasn't involved in the cooking at all, but he was at the masterclass.
Weird.
So I'm thinking they filmed those masterclasses all in one go, maybe at the start or something. And of course, he's there, and then for the cook, he wasn't. Like, the rumour is that it's for, like, a drunk driving charge. It's a police matter. But he's basically disappeared from the show now. So I don't know if they'll bring him back. I don't know what's going on there. But for now, he seems to be gone.
Seems like a MasterChef curse, the drink driving charge. A few of them have
does happen a lot.
Under that spell, a few of them, I think.
Yeah, over the time, there's been a couple. I guess they just, you know, get on the wine
it's
after
the hospitality
the
life. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
It's a tough thing, late hours, and weird days that everyone has off. Mm. But, yeah, there's your MasterChef wrap for today.
Good stuff, Jackson.
Yes.
After this, update on your life, because you were on holidays for a week.
I had 7 days off.
Yay!
So,
amazing.
So much happened. I just want to tell you all about it. I'm going to do it after the news with Hamish.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So Maddie's away today, and it's you and me, Crevo, running the ship with producer Jackson. Welcome back.
Yo, thanks for having me in the studio. It's nice to be up here.
Yeah.
I really don't get to talk to people down the end.
No.
It's great. I love having you pressing the buttons.
Oh, thank you.
I had a go when, you know, Maddie was away
last week, and and
hated it.
It's very nerve-wracking.
It is.
But you do a good job.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing heaps better than I did.
But it's great because, you know, you're back after a week off, so we're going to delve into what you got up to after this.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. Harry Styles to get us to that, though. Adore you. I feel like the playlist is set for you today, Jane.
It is.
Yeah, you're loving it.
7:38, waking up with the Novos on UFM. Harry Styles as we chase tops of 21 on the coast, 21 in Maitland and the Valley. 7:41, you're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
And producer Jackson. Ooh, got really excited. Jackson. We're getting an update on what you got up to on holidays. And it was jam-packed. I was following you on your socials.
Yeah, I did get very social, just putting things out there because I was actually doing stuff because I live quite a bit away, so I drive about 4 hours a day for work. So most of my time when I'm at work is spent on the road. So having 7 days off
was
refreshing. Like, I felt it. I did miss you guys.
Aww, yeah, we missed you,
nice. Missed you too.
But it did rejuvenate me.
Yeah, well, you're looking fresh.
Yeah.
So tell us, what did you get up to?
Well, I did a lot of photography, so like early risers. So I was still getting up at like 4:30. I gave myself a 1 hour sleep in, which I thought was generous.
Oh my God.
Spent a lot of time at the beach. Everything's so quiet because obviously social distancing, people are staying at home. So it was like nice. You can actually move about, get coffees. I launched a podcast as well.
Oh, cool. So tell us about this. What's going on? What's the name of it?
Yeah, so it's called Not Just Small Talk. It's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Wherever you get
your podcast, have a listen to it. But you might remember like last year we were doing the Bachelor interviews with all the eliminated girls.
Yeah.
I slid into one of their DMs, Rachel Arahill, and that's how that all came together. So it's actually the girl from the Bachelor Mansion.
Oh, that's cool.
And there was a big scandal around her, wasn't there? She caused a bit of controversy on the show last year.
She was the girl that tried to hook up with a producer.
Oh,
slid her number
this.
And did the dirty on poor old Maddie Agnew, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and actually we got a Daily Mail article written about us the other day. Of all the controversial things that she spills in this podcast, the one thing they wrote about was all of the girls getting athlete's foot in the mansion.
Really?
That's a very Daily Mail article, actually, now you mention it.
I listened to the podcast and I really enjoyed it. It was great.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. But the thing is, it was interesting hearing some of the things that Rachel had to say about the Bachelor Mansion, because that's really what everyone wants to know, what it's sort of like in there.
Yeah, because it looks so glamorous.
Yeah.
It's not.
But one of the big things she went into was about the contract, and I couldn't believe this, but turns out, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I believe I heard this correctly in there, was that apparently in the contract it's written that they're not allowed to pleasure themselves in the months of the filming of The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, they're put in situations where it's discouraged.
For real?
Yeah. So it's discouraged, but they're put in situations where they technically can't. But the girls got up to some weird, risque things. But it's so weird in that mansion. They're just constantly watched upon by security.
Wow.
They have security guards on them all the time. It's an actual, like, it's a huge house, but they only have access to two rooms, and it's basically like a share house. They're in bunk beds.
To me, that sounds mad creepy. Like, if you're just a bunch of girls and then you're being watched 24/7 by some security guards and you're stuck in bunks.
But it makes sense, though, because they don't want people pleasuring themselves. So
no, it
then,
doesn't.
Yeah, no, no, yeah. No, it does make sense. No, hear me out. Because they don't want them touching themselves like that as an adult. Because when they go into these, well, the cocktail parties, they're fueling them with alcohol because all the producers want is good TV. So, you know, as adults, a lot of people don't like having a dry spell, and filming can go sometimes, what, up to 3 months. So for some people, that's a long time. So they're giving everyone alcohol. These girls are all crazy about this one dude.
They don't feed them much either.
Yeah, and they so it makes them irritable. They start, you know, talking about each other. The producers feed them lies or rumours. Oh, this person said this. And,
crazy.
And then that's what makes the girls, you know, act out or do things they wouldn't normally do, because they're put in this bubble and these out-of-world conditions. And that's what makes all the drama of the show. It's the last TV show I would ever want to be a part of after hearing...
It honestly sounds so glamorous, but hearing the behind the scenes of it, it's honestly...
Full on. So your podcast is not just small talk.
Yeah, not just small talk.
If you're a Bachelor fan, go and listen to it, because it was actually quite fascinating hearing that side of it.
Mm. Also, if you're a Producer Jackson fan... Make sure you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, because it's Jackson's podcast.
Well, get around it.
I'm so proud of you for launching
it. It's taken me a while, because I was going to do it a year ago. So it took me a year to get it off the ground, but I did it.
Yeah,
that's
in
what happens on holidays. You be productive.
Yeah, I love that. I love the hustle, Jackson. Well, more of you next.
What's the goss? I'm excited because it's like my first one back. I think I found a celebrity that's taken COVID dressing, like their fashion choices, just way too far. I'll discuss that. Also, too, Ariana Grande addressing Diva Rumours. Going to do it after this.
Okay. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
I love that new opener. I haven't heard it before.
It's cool, isn't it?
I'm back. Look, I want to talk to you about coronavirus travel style, because I think Naomi Campbell's taken it to another level now. I know this is a very visual thing in radio, not so great, but I'm going to describe it to you. She's basically on a plane. She's got a face shield, a full sort of hazmat suit on.
And then a jacket that looks like something Obi-Wan Kenobi would wear.
And it's all designer as well.
It's really? Almost like one of the pictures she's in is almost like a NASA space suit.
Yeah.
Or when the pest man comes round to spray the insecticide. That's what she looks like. And she's got the plastic goggles and the big, scary-looking mask that painters wear.
It's crazy. Last time she walked through the airport, right, there's a video of her. She has a Louis Vuitton scarf.
Yeah.
It's wrapped around her face. This was at the start of coronavirus. And then she gets through customs. She throws it in the bin. That scarf, $27,000.
Oh! I'd be delving in for it.
People have just too much money. I know, if I was customs, I would be like, bye, Naomi.
See ya.
I'd be getting in that bin.
Put your arm in there with the bin juice.
Just if you see Naomi Campbell at the airport, just follow her for a little while, because when she starts throwing her gear in the bin, you can resell that for a mint.
But don't get too close. She throws phones as well. Quite the diva.
Hey, get them. She's probably got a good iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. From one diva to the next, Ariana Grande. Now, Jade, you'd be excited because she's got a new song coming out with Lady Gaga.
Yes, she just gave us a song with Justin Bieber, Stuck on You. I think it just stuck with you, which is amazing.
Now Lady Gaga. That's coming out on Friday, but she's opened up about all these diva rumours around her, because of course there was a period of time where Ariana Grande kind of flew off the handle, licking donuts over in the US.
That's right.
Calling every US citizen a fatty, saying she's ashamed. Yelling
she's
at people.
She's just trying to.
Never changing her hairstyle.
Her heart was in a good place.
Well, I like Ariana Grande. Let's hear what she has to say about the rumours.
I felt like whenever I would get into a position where somebody would try to say something for clickbait or twist my words or blah, 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 like I would defend myself. And then people would be like, oh, she's a diva. If I have something to say regarding a choice that's being made, it always was in the past kind of manipulated and turned into this negative thing, whereas I don't see that with men.
I sympathise with her.
True.
A little bit.
Political sounding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She sounds like she's running for office.
I know. She's really smartened up lately. I think being friends with Gaga and Minaj has helped that. But it's true, like, if dudes go around and behave like Ariana does or has in the past, it's like, oh, they're a boss, they're a rock star, how cool are they?
True.
As soon as Ariana Grande does it, she's a diva and we try to destroy her. I think it's upsetting for all the pop stars.
So no, 100%.
I think good on her for pushing through and sticking up for herself.
Licking donuts isn't cool, though.
I think that's... not now.
What was that? So just for those who don't know, what was that situation?
It was like donuts for sale in a shop. She grabs some, like a random like box of them and just licks a few and closes it up again.
Yeah. And they sort of leaked the CCTV footage.
Of her doing. Did she buy them?
No, she left them there. So some random person got Ariana's spit on their donuts.
Weird.
She was young, though. You know what? Power to her. I just think if I was a celebrity in the spotlight, like I know I cane Justin Bieber, Jade gets very annoyed at all the time.
Yeah, well, I cane.
Sheds a tear. But I think like. I went off the rails a little bit as a non-celebrity. If I had, like, all of them, I'd hate to think of the silly stuff that I would have done.
That's what I always say, and this is what people don't understand, is that, like, they get fame and a lot of money from, you know, the age of 10. They're growing up in an adult world. They miss out on their childhood. They get the wrong crowd around them. You know, that happens to a lot of kids who get involved with the wrong crowd. The worst thing they might do is go spray some graffiti on the fence, which is bad, and I don't condone. I hate graffiti. But the thing is, you know, people do it all the time. A celebrity goes and does it in a hotel room like Justin Bieber did. Yeah, it's wrong, but that's their equivalent of a teenager, a run-of-the-mill teenager going rogue. Yeah. You know, like...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
So, you know, cut them some slack. They're going to grow up and they will get reprimanded like everybody does.
Yeah, well, anyway. They should. They need to.
Yeah, they
need to learn a lesson.
But keep an open mind. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Jade.
But speaking of celebrities, Sharon Osbourne, I haven't really heard from her very much lately. Don't know about you guys, but she's sort of been a bit low-key. And obviously Adele has lost a lot of weight. If you haven't seen the photos, she's shed so many kilos. She's looking fit as anything. Yeah, she's really turned her life around and you know, she's hot. Not that she wasn't before, but she's, you know, amazing. But the thing is, Sharon Osbourne's come out praising Adele's weight loss, but she doesn't believe that when bigger women say that they're happy. She's like, that's not true. She's like, I've never met a bigger woman that says that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that when they say they're happy, that they truly are. So we want to delve into that after this, you know, on 13 10 09. If you are a bigger woman, are you happy? Because I believe there are bigger women out there who are happy with their 100%. Size and who they are.
Yeah.
So I didn't really agree with Sharon Osbourne on that. But taking your calls after this on 13 10 09, if you have a say, that would be great.
We're going to do it after your news with Hamish next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
So, guys, the stories come out from Sharon Osbourne because obviously Adele's lost a lot of weight, like half her body weight.
She's doing fantastic.
She does look amazing. And we were asking the question this morning on 13 10 09, do you think Sharon Osbourne is right or wrong when she has come out saying that she doesn't believe
Any bigger women,
that they're truly happy being a larger size.
I'm going to put my flag in the ground here and say Sharon Osbourne, wrong.
Yeah, I reckon she's just opening her mouth to cause controversy. I think she's completely in the wrong on this one.
You know what? It's weird that you say that because I haven't heard her name in ages. And then just yesterday, I saw that she's doing this like... sort of club concert thing down the track with this big DJ in the UK.
Right.
And I think that maybe she's just trying to get her name back in the news.
Yeah, it's caused a bit of smoke.
Well, weird way to do it, though. I don't know. But on 13 10 09, we're going to take your calls after this. You know, is Sharon Osbourne right or wrong coming out saying that she doesn't believe she's that big women claim to be happy because they're a bigger size?
Yeah, 13 10 09, get on the phone. Doing it after Lewis Capaldi. Hold me while you wait. It is the Novos on UFM. Lewis Capaldi for your Monday morning, 8:14 on UFM. You're waking up with the Novos.
And you can join the show now on 13 10 09 to be in the running to win a Jetster's mobile car clean inside and out. It's worth $70 and it's the car wash that comes to you. So you can win that 13 10 09 if you can share your thoughts with us now after Sharon Osbourne's come out praising Adele's weight loss. But she doesn't believe when big women claim to be happy, which I think, you know, is wrong. I think you can be a bigger person and be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, everyone would be thin.
Well, that's,
really?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if, do you mean some people are bigger and they're happy with their size?
Yeah, they're just comfortable, happy people. And I think sometimes, you know, people who totally deprive themselves of so much trying to get thin. You know, they're not happy doing that either. And, you know, it's sometimes they're just comfortable in their own skin and that's fine.
Well, I'll read a little bit more. I don't want to make Sharon Osbourne to be completely evil in this situation, but this is what she's come out saying. So she did sympathise with Adele, saying she was once overweight. She said she was a lot heavier until 1999, she actually went and got a gastric band surgery where she lost an overall 45 kilos. Because I do remember that time when Sharon Osbourne was quite overweight. She said that she only felt comfortable hanging out with bigger women. So, which is really sad that Sharon Osbourne did feel that way. And I guess for a lot of women who are a bigger size, you know, they can relate to that. But Sharon Osbourne's come out saying she finds it hard to believe overweight women when they say they love their body because she did anything but love her body when she was bigger. So taking calls this morning on 13 10 09. Hey, who's this?
Diane.
Yes, hi. Good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining the show. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm a bigger girl myself. I've met you guys before. I've got the daughter, Brooke.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
How are you? Yeah, good, thank you.
Good to chat to you.
We're really good. Listen, Brookie's a big girl and she's the happiest girl you'll ever meet, mate.
Thank you. A bit of common sense. This Sharon Osbourne's a bit cooked, isn't she?
Oh, mate, well, you know, she can afford to get things done if she does get overweight anyway, can't she?
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah, she's got all the money.
That's right. So, look, big is beautiful, big's happy, mate. That's a load of crap.
Okay, thank you very much for your call and good to chat to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Let's keep going. New FM, who's this?
This is Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Tell us what...
Good morning, young Duncan. Is it Crevo there as well?
Jade Crevo and...
Jackson.
And producer Jackson today.
I'm a bigger daughter, and she's happy in her body. I just don't believe that what they're saying is true. Some women are just happy in their body; they don't care about the size.
That's great. And how old's your daughter, Kevin?
31.
31. That's fantastic. And has she had children or anything like that, or?
She's always been a bigger girl since she was about 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, that's amazing.
As long as she's happy, and you must be very proud of the daughter you've raised.
I am, my own.
Oh, good stuff.
She tries to lose weight and she gets it off for a little bit and then it gets back on. It's just her body build. She's just a big bone girl.
Yeah. And I think some people are built like that. So thanks for sharing your story.
Well, Kevin, just hold the line there. We'll come back to you in a sec. You're with the Novos. Who's this?
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone.
Try one more.
You're with the Novos.
Also gone. All right.
That's all right.
Hey, it looks like most people are agreeing with this. Now, we did put the poll on Facebook. Where are we sitting there?
We did. So you can have your say if you don't want to call on our Facebook page. 71% of people are saying Sharon Osbourne is full of BS.
Okay. Encouraging.
It is very encouraging. So, you know, that poll's going to continue for the rest of the day. Shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, positive body image. It's fantastic this morning.
Now, Jade, I got a little advertisement in my Facebook the other day, and I thought that it might really appeal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what it's offering is the chance to become royalty.
Ooh.
Now, I feel like this is right up your alley, so mm-hmm. we're going to delve more into Jade potentially becoming royal.
Okay, sweet. I'm keen.
The Novos.
Blessed Union of Souls with the Novos on New FM. It is 8:26, JD.
And Crevo has just jumped out of the studio for a minute. He's running back down, but he has a surprise for me because... I see Lady Jade is written up on the board. He's just walked back in, and it's something to do with maybe possibly becoming royalty.
Yeah, that's right. So, Jackson, if you look into your folder there, or Maddie's folder, you'll find the Scottish bagpipes music, which I'll get you to just play here because I want to get the feeling and the vibe of Scotland going.
I love it. The suspense, the surprise.
Now, the reason I bring this up, of course, is because it's a chance to become royalty in Scotland. Let's listen to some...
I actually don't mind the sound. Oh. What?
The bagpipe music ran out, so I just replaced the second half with cat screaming. It's basically the same.
I was about to say, don't mind the sound of the bagpipes. I was really getting into it.
But yeah, over in Scotland, you can now become royalty because they're selling off little parcels of land.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way the title system works over there, if you buy those bits of land, you can actually become... a lord or lady of the manor.
Do you want me to tell you something?
I would like you to tell something.
I've actually already done this.
Oh, Jade, of course you have.
We may as well... the cat's out of the bag now. So
to speak.
Over in Scotland, this is great that this actually turned up in your feed because it was funny because this actually popped up in my Facebook memories. 2 years ago today, I was actually made Lady Glencoe of Scotland. So, and
did you buy one of these bits of land?
Yes, husband Ben is actually, for men, you can choose between being called a lord or a laird, L-A-I-R-D.
What did he go for?
Laird. So sometimes around the house at home, I'll be like, my laird. And he'll be like, yes, my lady. And if this is actually legitimate, it's funny that you bring this up because I've done it. Yeah, because so over in Scotland, and there's like these marshlands over there that need to be protected. And to raise the funds to look after, you know, just say like an Australian rainforest here, they started selling off plots of land which are only like big enough that you can really stand in, just like one square. And over in Scotland, it's law. So if you do own a piece of land over there, you actually get the title of Lord, Laird, or Lady.
Laird.
Yeah.
Laird sounds...
This is a thing.
Sounds like the lads over in New Zealand.
And then, you know...
Hanging out with the lads.
And it is legit. I actually have a title deed, like, for my land. And I can actually go to, like, births, deaths and marriages here in Australia and actually get my name legally changed.
Oh, can we do that on the show?
To Lady Jade. So you can do it.
How much does that cost you?
Oh, okay,
like,
so...
is that setting you back hundreds of dollars?
Look, I'll admit something else out loud. I got it for free because at my last radio station, we did a big promotion in regard... with the Scottish Highlands, and I got a freebie. But I think it costs, I think it's about $49, I want to say, for just the square. It's legit a square that if you just stand in, but you can pay for slightly bigger plots. Some people, I think the biggest one you can put a park bench on. So if I wanted to, I could go to Scotland and put a park bench on it and a plaque, or I could plant a tree, and you can do whatever you want.
Yours.
And it's yours. So, and it's a great gift idea because you're helping the environment, you're helping, you know, some...
your ego.
Yeah, your ego as well.
Before we go to the news, let's just listen to bagpipes and cats.
And feel free, if you ever want to call me Lady Jade, you can.
Use
text. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you watch...
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Oh, happy Monday. And up next, we're going to be debunking some Pete Evans stuff. Because he's been at it again.
This is the old MasterChef.
No, MKR.
He's a real loose unit.
Right. Yeah.
And he, you know, he used to bang on about more relatively harmless stuff like activating almonds.
Yeah.
Which we all smelt to be a bit of BS. But things have gone up another couple of levels. So we're going to do Pete Evans' general chat. And Australian Medical Association, they've actually got a Twitter account. And they've gotten real sassy on it.
Really?
Towards him. So good. I can't wait to unpack all of this bit of Pete Evans debunking gear next.
Up to the Jonas Brothers. What a man got to do with his Newcastle's best music on New FM. The Novos. Chasing tops to 21 on the coast, 21 in Maitland and the Valley. You're waking up with the Novos on New FM. Bit of Pete Evans chat this morning, Creevo.
Yeah, so he's the former MKR judge, but the network has now said, nah, we're not having you anymore. And it's believed that the last now, I mean, he did say that, well, they both said, you know, it was an amicable split, but I smell a bit of a rat there. If I'm thinking about it myself, like I reckon they were upset with him, what he's been up to, what he's been saying. They've said, see ya.
So Pete Evans, he was this judge, amicable split, but did he start going a bit crazy and off the rails when he was a judge?
Correct.
Right. So
like,
what was
No, towards it, like in recent months, I would say.
So afterwards.
Yeah. So now we'll go back in time a little bit later, but first I want to talk about his latest thing. He's been spruiking, right?
Yeah.
It's cost $15,000, so it's not chump change. And it looks like, if you can imagine, you know when your toaster turns on?
Yeah.
And you can see that red glow?
Correct.
Like a coil sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you imagine that behind a sort of screen with some blue lighting as well, right? Mm-hmm. And it looks like something like that. It's basically a fancy light machine, right? But he is claiming, he's made some claims. Have a listen to what he thinks it might be about.
But it's, we've had it for the last 4 or 5 months up at the farm. We use it pretty much every day. It's a pretty amazing tool. It'll take you down some rabbit holes, so I won't, it'll take me an hour or two to explain it. But I do have a podcast coming in very shortly. That's running a limitless, program that's 30 minutes. And so here we go. But just briefly, it's programmed with about 1,000 different recipes. There's a couple on there for Wuhan coronavirus that you may be interested in.
So he's indicating, like it seems like he's indicating that this fancy light thing that he's selling for $15,000 may do something to assist the coronavirus, which he's calling the Wuhan coronavirus.
But he said it had recipes on it, so it's a fancy light USB.
Well, sort of. I mean, it's not a USB stick. When he says recipes, it's essentially this light source that shines at you, and he's saying that those lights are sending some sort of energy towards you that may do something to help you.
How weird.
Anyway, the Australian Medical Association figured out what was going on. People tipped them off, the Therapeutic Goods Administration fined him $25,000 for promoting this healing lamp that he claimed could treat coronavirus. Now, what I also liked was the Australian Medical Association. They're actually quite sassy on Twitter, which I would never have guessed.
This is with shutting him down.
Yeah,
with
correct.
His crazy, loony inventions.
Yeah, exactly right. So I would have thought they'd be a very serious organisation, but they say, this guy just doesn't get it. Pete Evans is trying to sell a $15,000 fancy light machine to vulnerable and frightened people to protect them against COVID-19. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He's a chef.
How embarrassing.
Couldn't have said it any better. And he's got form, you know. So back in 2014, he claimed that our diets were to blame for the rise in autism and that his paleo method could prevent the condition.
You can't use medical conditions to
sell a diet.
To sell a diet or sell anything. Like, that's terrible.
Really
no wonder.
Bad.
What was it? Channel 7 MKR?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
No wonder they got rid of him.
See you later.
Well, he's always been controversial with it. He's just getting worse and worse.
That's
and
correct.
Worse.
And that's why they've gone, you know, it's
that doesn't sound right. When someone starts doing that, like, it either makes me think that they've got an addiction of some sort that they're trying to get money in, like, really easy money to fuel it, or he's just not well.
Well, quite scary because he has such a big platform.
That's what I mean. That's the trouble.
Like, yeah. If you have a platform like that, you have a responsibility to be informed and give people information that's backed by scientists and medics.
Correct.
Not just hearsay or...
his ideas.
You know, bizarre ideas.
He obviously needs help or he's just a dodgy criminal.
Yeah, so in 2015, he came out with this cookbook for children and that was pulled from the shelves because it included a recipe for bone broth that could be dangerous for children due to its large quantities of vitamin A. So, like, he's got... This is not the first time that he's been shut down for his antics.
Well, you know what we've learnt from about Pete Evans? Don't go into business with him because it's not going to work out.
Just be warned if you're seeing Pete Evans stuff around, be warned. It's not just me saying this. It's experts in the field have shut this guy down time and time again.
Well...
anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now.
I just wanted to put the information out there
because I just feel like it's important for everyone to know that.
Yeah, and if you want to laugh, just, you know, Google him and laugh at some of the things he's, you know, talking about and spruiking because it's more of a joke than anything. We're going to get the latest with Hamish after this.
Yo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Yep, getting all things COVID-19 related with Hamish.
Covering the COVID.
That's it. I like that. That's a good one.
That's good.
We should get that put in the opener.
Covering the COVID.
So what's been going on? What are all the latest details?
Yes, let's make light of a serious situation, shall we? No, let's not. Okay, so let's look at the latest figures. One new case of coronavirus in the state in the last 24 hours. Somebody, an overseas traveller.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we've had fewer than 6,000 tests. Now, this is pretty standard, unfortunately, across the weekend. And that's what the Premier's been saying. We need to ramp up the testing, especially on weekends at the moment. Still need to hit that magic 10,000 number. And unfortunately, the death toll has also risen by one. A man in his 60s dying in New South Wales. Mm. That's the 99th death in Australia.
Yeah, that's sad.
It is sad. Comparatively, we're still doing well, unfortunately. Mm. I think it's a grim thing to say, but, you know, compared to a lot of other comparable countries, we're still doing quite well.
Well, that new case, did they say they're obviously self-quarantining at home?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's
good. An overseas traveller, specifically, I'm not sure, but when people come from overseas, they do quarantine in motels. They do put them up in enforced isolation.
But we'll
find out a little bit more about that. We're talking about the border opening up with Queensland. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier, says probably September, maybe. September.
For Queensland border.
For Queensland to reopen their borders.
Jeez.
September.
That's months away still.
So who said that, sorry?
That's Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland Premier.
Right.
And WA say never.
WA hasn't even begun to even entertain the prospect of opening their border.
We're going to keep this running forever, even when you guys have a vaccine.
Like I said, I think they're quite keen to just close the border entirely. They wanted that Bugs Bunny situation where they just basically saw off the state and let it drift into the water.
Enjoy our swan lager and never see you guys ever again because we've got it better here anyway. That's their vibe.
Debatable.
They had more shark attacks there than anywhere, so... I'm comfortable.
I don't think much of the country really cares about WA. Anyway, mineral exports are very good. But and also, I love this story, talking about Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister. Well, they're starting to ease their restrictions as well too, but they still have in place something similar to what we've got with 10 people in cafes and bars. Well, she tried to go to her favourite cafe in Wellington, and they wouldn't let her in because they'd already reached their quota, their limit.
How good's that? I love that.
That's fantastic. And they turned her away. I mean, but how good's that? I mean, look, the cafe, they're rigorously, obviously, enforcing their restrictions.
Well, it would have been a bigger scandal if they let her in.
Exactly.
Really, it's a smart thing.
Wouldn't you hate to be the worker, though, that had to walk out and say, I'm sorry, Jacinda, you're not in today.
Sorry, imagine, like, they didn't recognise, excuse me, lady, I'm sorry, you go.
Get behind the line.
Back of the line, lady.
But her partner, Clark Gayford, claimed responsibility on Twitter. He said that he didn't book ahead to the cafe. So, big smacks, Clark.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
You'll
be in trouble later.
Yep.
There you go. You book
Thanks, Hamish.
No worries,
wonder how
guys.
Long she waited. It's the awkward wait, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Where you wait? Well, you had it on the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got in pretty quick.
It was probably like 2 minutes, but still.
Longer than you normally wait. Good stuff. Well, thanks a lot, Hamish. That's a wrap on the show. It was good fun. Hopefully, Maddie's back tomorrow, but just depends if he's feeling better.
Fingers crossed. 105 minutes commercial free coming up.
With you, Jackson.
Yes, you'll love this, Jad. I feel like I've been saying you're going to love the music all day, but a big 20-year-old song from Britney Spears is on the way.
Oh.
Some Lav as well, Maroon 5. It's all pretty sweet. You get to spend your Monday with me.
Jeez.
I've done it in a week, Newcastle. So
Jackson's back, and it's a party playlist.
That's it.
You.
Doing it after nine.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.